Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Two East Haven barbers helped save a young girl from wandering into the middle of a busy intersection. The barbers say the child was just seconds away from walking into traffic and in front of a truck.
Oh, boy.
Unreal.
Yeah, scary.
Let's talk to one of those barbers, Osvaldo Lugo. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Morning.
Good. Nice work.
Yeah, man.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
What happened?
Yeah, that morning, we just came to work like every other day. I mean, I've been in business. This is my barbershop here in East Hartford. I've been in East Hartford. I'm from New Haven, actually. And I ended up moving to Hartford, you know, seeking for opportunities. And I opened a barbershop 3 years ago in a nice neighborhood. And since I've been in the barbershop, I'm always, you know, I work all day, every day. And I'm the type of barber I am. I'm old school. I'm 47 years old. So I'm like the old style barber with the shaving and all that stuff.
Nice.
So my attitude is just like that, like the old timers. So I'm always paying attention to my customers, to everyone, you know what I mean? Because that's the only way to do business.
Yeah.
Apparently, you're also looking out the window.
Yeah. Right.
Exactly. It's a nice... The structure of the building is like kind of high above the street. So it's a nice view to Main Street from the windows. So luckily and thankfully, my barber, Raphael, he was looking out the window. Thankfully, he wasn't paying attention to his haircut. He was paying attention outside. And that was a blessing because he said, hey, what's a little girl doing playing in the middle of the street? And when I heard that, it sounded odd and out of place.
Yeah.
Because in 3 years, from the view that we have, the only thing I have heard barbers and clients say is, oh, look at that car. Oh, look at that bicycle. Look at that motorcycle. Oh, look at them rims. Oh,
yeah.
You hear that? You know, that type of thing. There's a girl playing in the middle of the street.
Can I just say, I'm getting my hair cut, I don't want the barbers looking out the window at hubcaps and motorcycles.
Hey, I know.
Where my ear go?
Now, I don't have any here, so I'm okay with it. You guys do whatever.
Right. But. Where my ear go?
I know. But that's the type of environment that we have. It's a men's barbershop.
Yes, right. It's really chilled. It's old school. You're there. You're cutting hair.
Things.
And then all of a sudden you hear, what's that kid doing out in the road?
Right.
And what happens next?
So in three years, I have never heard that expression. So it was like, what? Thankfully, I took it seriously. And I kind of look outside and I saw the top of the head going too fast towards the interception. So I was like, oh, no, this is not happening. So I just opened the door. And next thing I know, I'm just running. And I never ran this fast in 20 years. And thankfully, I was able to grab her right before she got into the interception. And I didn't even think about it. When I opened my eyes, I was already there.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know?
So you got her right before she ran into the intersection?
Intersection, yeah. Like feet away. I mean, I didn't realize it until now when I saw the video how close it was and how dangerous it was. Not only for her, but for me. Thinking and putting myself in a position, you know?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, you could have gone by yourself, too.
And there was I heard there was a truck. Real close.
Yeah.
Like, it would have been bad for her. How old is she?
She must have been around 3-4 years old, maybe.
Oh, boy.
So a toddler, basically.
Where was the mom during all this?
Her mom was in the bus stop, right? You know, not too far away. But the thing is, this again, the structure of the building, you can't even see. It has bushes in the front to make it look nice and all that stuff. So it's hard to see from one corner to the other.
Yeah.
And I guess the little child went around the other way and ended up behind the building into the street.
Yeah, boy.
Right. So mom lost track of her.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Everything happened so fast, and I'm just grateful. I'm just grateful because now that it's sinking in, it's not unheard of that anybody that put themselves in a situation like that, they put themselves also at risk. So I just had like this thought, oh, my God, what did I do? Because imagine me getting hurt right in front of my own barbershop. It would have been disaster.
Yeah, but you were doing something to save somebody else, so it's kind of heroic.
Yeah.
Did the girl start crying when you grabbed her or anything like that, or screaming, like, ah, you know?
Wait, how was it, AJ?
Like the girl started screaming when you picked, like when she was, so she was scared of a stranger, like a stranger.
I know. Yeah. She looked at me like, "What are you doing?"
Right.
Yeah.
You know, that's
saving your life.
Right. You have no idea what you're about to do. Yeah.
Yeah. She looked at me like, "Hello, you a stranger? Why are you grabbing me? Why are you picking me up?"
Right.
Yeah. Like, okay. You know, she said, "Was mommy?" And I was
then
like,
"You reunited
okay,
her with mom, and everything was okay." And I'm sure mom was all
everything was fine.
A little embarrassed, a little grateful.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What's your Osvaldo? What's your story? I heard that you have an interesting life story.
Well, my story is very like what can I say? What kind of can I find? Because my story
you went
has
down a wrong path. You went to went to prison for some time?
I went to prison. Yeah, I went to prison for 10 years.
10 years?
I've been 10 years.
What do you have to do to go to prison for 10 years?
Oh, you could do a lot of things, but thankfully.
What did you pick?
Unpaid parking tickets.
Avoid taxes. You can get 10 years easily.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
And today's tax day, so good reminder.
In this season. No. So, yeah, that's what happened. I mean, I took a wrong path, not because of my upbringing. I have a beautiful family. Just I was a knucklehead, hard-headed guy, and I made mistakes, and it led me to prison for 10 years. But in prison, I didn't stay sitting down waiting for me to come out. I studied, and I bettered myself. I got two degrees.
Very good.
Business degree, psychology degree.
Holy cow. Nice. See?
Yeah.
You need that for hair cutting.
You do.
Well, believe it or not, you do. Because
you do.
You do.
No, we're being honest.
You're talking to customers all day.
Different people. They're all right. Yeah.
You're kind of like their best friend therapist.
Right. And they're
wall they can bounce things off
they're
of.
They're telling you things.
Yeah.
Yeah. And every single person is different, so it's a different performance all the time.
Huh.
Nice.
Interesting.
So
yeah.
It's a beautiful industry. So I went to prison, came out, and I've been home for 5 years now. And since
started
I've been home, all I
shop?
Do is work. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great, man.
It's a great story.
Yeah, congratulations.
And you saved a life.
Yeah. You did. So look at that.
Yeah.
I feel good about myself. I mean,
you should.
You know, I've done things that I'm not proud, but this right here, because like I said before, not every single man has, you know, the chance to rectify their walk.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm blessed that I'm able to rectify my walk. And eradicate a lot of things that I didn't like. And thankfully, you know, I'm having a good life now. And when did that happen? It made me more family-oriented. I got to be more on point, and I'm thankful.
Excellent. Well, congratulations to you.
And great job.
Yeah, great job coming back.
Yes.
And then great job saving that young girl.
And continue this path, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
All right. Osvaldo Lugo saved a young girl from running out into a busy intersection in front of a fast-moving truck. That would have been a really horrible story this morning.
Yes, it would have.
And the barbershop's called Look Sharp Barbershop.
Nice. Go there.
So
take care of them.
Look them up.
Yep.
All right. We have an announcement. We've been looking for Connecticut's best dive bar. We've heard some horrible stories.
This music's so ominous. X-Files.
Yes. Some of the stories we're very much related to.
Yes.
In fact, hot dogs in a window.
That don't bring you in.
I will never forget.
Yeah.
A lot of great bars were mentioned. We narrowed it down to 5. We put it to a vote. And boy, I got to tell you, it was very, very close. Very close. The top 3 bars were very close.
Wow.
But only one can win.
Yep.
And that bar, the Elm Cafe in Brantford.
Congratulations.
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 Nice.
You are the Chaz and AJ Connecticut's best dive bar. They won with 1,608 votes. Whew. The Windsock and Stratford, 1,574 votes. That's how close it was.
Damn.
34 votes.
Wow.
34 votes. Is that right? 34?
Mm-hmm. I can't do math.
1,608?
Yeah.
1,574?
I don't do math.
Subtract? That's 34? Yeah?
Carry the one.
Yeah.
Looks
good. You did it. Yeah.
She's got a calculator and everything.
Holding up her phone. Like, hey, I actually did it.
I did that in my head.
Yeah. None of us can.
I did.
Of course you did.
The Elm Cafe, number one. The Windsock in Stratford, number two. Randall's in West Haven, number three, with 1,564 votes.
Wow.
10 votes difference between three and two.
Wow.
That's very
tight.
Close.
That's tight.
Horatio's Bar in Watertown, 921 votes.
Respectable.
Country Tavern in Guilford, 815 votes.
Wow.
Still very good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They all did good.
So how many votes is that in all? One, two, three, four. A lot.
Yes. Many.
One, two, three, four. A lot.
A lot.
See that math there?
That's how I count.
That's math.
That's how I count.
That's dive bar math.
Yep.
I was raised in these dive bars.
I remember.
I'm a product of Connecticut dive bars.
Yeah, I remember.
And I say one, two, three, four. That's a lot.
It is. It's quite a bit.
And what happened with the voting?
There is an issue with the results not updating on the PLR page, but right. They did update on the survey end of it, which is where we're getting this information now. So we did count each and every one of the 6,482 votes that we received.
Ooh. So if you were going to the website or whatever, you saw it just stopped tabulating.
That was a concern of some
it
people.
It was tabulating. It just wasn't showing. It
wasn't presenting to
us.
You. Yes.
Because we had to subscribe, so we had to go in and give them money. You know how these websites work.
Right, they want money.
They say, oh, you could do this for free, and we do it for free. And I said, now we want money.
We want some money for your paper.
Yeah, so that's what happened. But the votes never stopped.
No.
Like, it counted every single vote. So congratulations. These four bars all get recognized, three of them. Four of them will get plaques. One of them will get the trophy.
And thanks for voting.
Is the Elm Cafe in Brantford. Congratulations.
Yay, congratulations.
Put it right next to the crack pot.
Yeah. Comedian Emily Sierra in studio. Good morning.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
What's up?
None.
The owner of a bakery in Kansas is asking customers to eat their cookies carefully. She lost the $4,000 diamond ring in the dough.
Nice.
Ooh.
Some cookies got a prize in there. Cool.
It was in dough that they made last Friday and still hasn't been found. This is Dawn talking about losing the diamond.
I looked down at my hand and the center diamond is gone, banging the bowls and the pans. So we kind of went back to the kitchen and looked around. I was crying and all he could say is, you still have me. That made it all better. It's 36 years on this hand, but I would definitely make it worth your while bringing it back.
Now, if you swallow it, you just return it in its casing.
Ooh.
Here, it's got to be in this piece.
Do you want it back after it's gone through someone's body and butthole?
It's got to be in this piece right here. Is that a crawler? No. Yikes. That's pretty bad.
You have any more poop jokes?
No, I'm good, thank you.
Okay. I mean, you got right to like...
I did.
This is gross.
I did.
This is just...
I did.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, someone's going to swallow it. If they don't.
Well, you don't know.
Somebody has swallowed it already.
I found a diamond ring in a Subway tuna fish sandwich.
Nice.
Shut
up. Did you say yes?
Interesting way to propose.
The guy's like, yeah. Usually I put in a BMT.
Turns out, belonged to the girl who made the tuna fish the night before.
Wow.
How crazy is that?
That's very crazy. I'd be like, oh, look,
you
got to
take your rings off, especially if you're working with mayonnaise.
Yeah. Oh,
or
yeah,
dough.
Or anything using your hands.
Yeah.
You know?
But I brought the ring back.
Nice.
Handed it to the guy behind the counter.
Yep.
He's like, awesome. You know, come back tomorrow. The girl who made the tuna fish last night will be here. I'm sure it's hers.
Right. This time I got to watch.
There wasn't all the texting and stuff then.
Right.
I came back the next day. She gave me a nice new, brand spanking new tuna fish
ringless
sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Certain jobs you have to take the rings off. Proctologist, for example.
Please.
You're not going to believe where I found your ring.
Oh, my God.
Guess what? Yes.
But I did eat the whole sandwich.
Yeah. Why not?
I pulled that ring out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Guys. Hey, I'm hungry.
Work of bones.
Yeah.
I'm finishing this.
Damn straight.
Finding a ring is way better when you find a hair mid bite. Then I can't yet.
Hair, I'm done.
Out of here.
Hair, I'm done. I'm done.
How about the hair that will not stop? You're like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's like halfway down your throat.
It becomes a magic trick.
Who the hell made this? Rapunzel?
Yeah.
Like, I climbed on this hair.
Now, if it's Jennifer's hair, and I know it's Jennifer's hair, like if we're eating at the house, it's yeah. something she just made and it's her hair.
Yeah. You sniff it.
If it's really good. yeah. No, I floss my teeth with it.
Right. No, 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 no.
I mean, if it's really good, you know, like it's a case-by-case basis.
Yeah, but if it's takeout, like, but if it's takeout and it's like nunchucks and it's like a hair hanging on two different things, I'm like, I'm good. Mm-mm. Yeah.
No. Wait, what's happening here?
If there's two pieces of something and there's a hair like bridging the two of them, like nunchucks.
Yeah, you pull it apart.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, no.
No, I'm good.
No.
No, you just ruined it. I'm,
no.
Nope.
Did you ever find anything in food? I found a diamond ring. How about you?
I found that that my roast pork was moving.
What?
There were roaches.
Oh.
Oh.
Yep. You know what I found out?
I'm sorry.
Halfway through.
Ooh, did you buy that from the store or you prepared that?
No, I went to a Chinese restaurant.
Oh.
And I go bring it back and he's like, you want more? I'm like, no.
Yeah, it's funny when you have a bad experience and they say, you want some more of this bad experience?
Yeah, because it caught the corner of my eye.
We'll make you a free one. No, I'm good.
It caught the corner of my eye. I'm like, I saw something brown moving. I'm like, my roast pork just moved.
No, please.
Yep.
I asked for rare, but not that rare.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Do you want more? I'm like, no.
No.
No, I do not.
No.
Nope.
No.
I have a burger instead. Appreciate.
But yeah, with the diamond, it came out of the setting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's awful.
So someone's going to.
So was that
cookie.
Ring $4,000? No, I'm kidding.
Right.
Who knows?
What are we talking here?
Well, if it was a cheaper ring, the diamond came out of it. But the diamond was worth $4,000, or was it the
That's
ring?
What she's saying. Yeah. $4,000 diamond.
Damn. Okay. That's a...
I loved how the husband was like, but at least you have me.
Okay. Yeah. That means I'm not buying another one.
That's right.
Yep. That's what that says.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that was a one-time only deal.
He's like, listen, I just bought a new lawnmower. We're not doing this.
All right. Get that trip I want to plan.
Yeah, I had plans for a bowling ball.
Exactly. All these different things I want to get. You're going to lose your diamond.
Dog's loud slurping interrupts a Zoom meeting. Girl in California posted a video of her mom's important Zoom meeting because it got interrupted by their dog's slurping. Let's see if we could hear it.
That's actually mom.
You're hearing my dog. The dog blows right now. So I have some good news too. So as we go down below to Christine, your questions earlier.
Oh my God, where's that bowl?
Right.
On her lap? We had a party in the state Saturday. It was the UConn parade.
This is
not audio from the parade.
No.
It's my generic marching band.
Say Piccadilly Circus.
It really looks like a lot of people showed up.
Yeah.
Because I look at the pictures of this thing.
Well, the weather was decent. It wasn't like downpours. Like that. It was occasional sprinkles, but it was enough to be out there.
Yeah. Comedian Vince Barry on the phone. He was there at the parade. Good morning, Vince.
Good morning, everybody. Yeah, 60,000 people, and I was one of them downtown Hartford on Saturday morning.
Nice. How do they count?
You know, I don't know. I saw it in the current, and I just believed them. Maybe I should do more research.
Yeah.
One person's a crappy job.
I guess they do grids and figure so many people in the grid.
And yada, yada.
That's a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I have to go through a gate. One, two.
Right, yeah, Justin. One cop with a clicker just counting people.
Right, yeah.
He's got really bad.
Hold on, today. Everyone, back out.
Right,
I lost count.
Damn it!
So, what were the highlights of the parade?
I mean, for me, it was seeing the mass of people, not just like supporting them throughout the parade, but afterward, they were all standing like for an hour after the parade, there was a group of people standing outside the XL Center waiting for the bus just to wave goodbye to the players. It was just the outpouring of support. Was just it was amazing. Kids as young as like 6-7 years old, all the way up, you know, guys in their 50s and 60s, and everybody
all the way up to just...
The kids that are 6 or 7 have nothing else to do and they have no choice. They have to be there.
Yeah, that was a ride,
man. I talked to one little kid, man. He knew every player on the team.
Is
and he
right?
was so excited to be there, man. It was amazing. He was like an encyclopedia of UConn basketball,
a future stats person.
That's pretty cool.
Yep,
that's pretty cool.
You have any friends? No.
So there was the whole parade, and then they went over to some whatever, and then the governor got up, and the coach got up, and...
Dance off, yep.
Yeah.
And then all 60,000 people decided to hit the bars of downtown Hartford, and that's where I come in.
Yep.
I love this story because it says, you know, this story says 40,000, but, you know, 40, 60.
Still a lot of people.
There's only 10,000 parking spots in Hartford.
Yes.
So,
and they're all occupied right now as we speak.
There's like five good ones.
People are just getting back to their cars in West Hartford now.
Exactly. Hurry up, I gotta work soon. Yeah.
All right, Justin, what are we playing first?
Here we have Vince is talking to guys, and he's asking them if they're familiar with Coach Hurley's superstition about the underwear.
Oh, great.
So this is the first gentleman he talks to.
I'm Carson. I'm from West Hartford.
Are you aware of the coach's Lucky Dragon underwear? You heard of Dan Hurley's underwear? So tell me, he washes his Lucky underwear in between each game. How many days in a row can you wear underwear before you wash them?
Depends on the day. No sweat involved. We could go maybe three.
3 days. All right.
Oh. Wow.
That's right.
Hold on, we got a lot of faces here.
No.
No.
If you didn't sweat, they just sweat just being there.
If you didn't sweat at all, maybe one day after, but then not 3 days? No. Because something's happening at some point.
He said three.
Things are chafing. Things are moving.
Things are chafing.
Things are chafing.
What's going on in your underwear?
You're doing things daily.
What do you mean you're doing things?
I mean, you're doing things.
You're pooping.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. He's got streaks in there for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Right. It's like the filter of a cigarette.
You got drops. You got streaks. You got
foof.
Sweat or
no sweat. Air's going through there.
Sweat. That guy doesn't care because his mom still does his laundry. He sounded about that age.
And if they're tidy white, he's been just burn them.
Yeah. I'm a one-a-day person.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Like, I usually use two pairs in one day because there's, you know, workout and then...
Yeah, later today, these will be in the washing machine.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, well, you drank a lot. I hope so.
Yeah,
based
earlier.
On the stunt or stupid.
Yeah, you got vinegar
segment.
Coming out of there.
I got the
you're going to sneeze and your underwears are going to be yellow.
Yep. The Fruit Loom guys are already striking.
Who wants a side of mustard?
Even the grapes turned to raisins.
It's going to look like baby poops a lot.
Who wants a baked apple? What?
Oh, God.
All right, so what did this guy say? 3 days?
3 days.
He's
three
a 3 day.
3 days.
He said 3 days as long as there was no, like, major
sweating. No sweating.
But it's a humid environment anyway.
Seriously.
You don't have to
act. Plus, I mean, don't you
that's
pass.
Like a zone eight.
You pass gas. Like. Eventually, that area is going to be like, hey, stop it.
Hold on. Let's put a mic into his underwears.
Okay. There's a rolling into deep.
Hold on.
Oh, yeah. It's sweaty in here. Good heavens, it's going to kill us all. There's some kind of spirochete over there.
This doesn't seem like there's no sweat.
No.
It seems pretty
humid, like jungle-like.
There's a lot going on here.
Yep.
Oh.
He must have the mustard juice.
That sounds like AJ's ass in about 10 minutes.
Yeah. Maybe 10 minutes. How about 2 minutes?
Okay. Wow, you know, I wonder if there's any military people listening who could tell us the longest they had to wear a pair of underwear.
Right.
True.
And didn't have a choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you have to smack on the side of a rock to make it soft again.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Probably use that to start a fire.
I think we dropped on Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Underwear,
what do you do? Yeah.
Yep.
All right, what's this next one, Justin?
So, not to be outdone, if you like that one, if you like our friend Carson with 3 days here, then you're going to love Paul.
Oh, no.
All right, this will only take a minute. What's your name? Where are you from? Paul.
What town are you from?
Newington.
You know about Dan Hurley's
lucky
underwear?
I like
he had a
simple question.
Right.
What's your name?
Right.
Where are you from?
Yeah, Paul.
Paul. I know there was something else, and I forgot that part.
Right. Where are you from?
This guy's probably so drunk.
Yeah, look at his license.
Right.
He wasn't passing the field sobriety test.
Okay. Gotcha.
Right.
Yeah.
You know about Dan Hurley's lucky underwear?
Yeah. Is it Dolphins this year?
So
Tigers?
It was Dragons.
Dragons.
And his wife washed them in between every game.
Okay.
How many days in a row can you wear underwear without washing them?
When I went to a music festival, it was 5 days in a row.
That's a record. I had somebody say 3 days. 5 is definitely a record.
Yeah, I forgot to pack.
Did you, there was no washing in, but you didn't even like run them through water or anything?
Twice by the hand wash station.
The hand wash at the station?
Why did you wash your hands in the
Goodbye, Paul.
Bye, Paul.
That boy's brave to mention that.
That's just...
Yeah. That's nasty.
Well, it's music festival life.
He probably also
life.
Forgot deodorant.
Right.
And those, that's not a no-sweat environment.
Oh,
that
yeah,
is
no,
lots
sweating.
Of sweat. Lots of badness. Lots of badness.
Yep, that poor sink.
Oh.
Ugh.
5 long days.
Those poor underwear. They could talk.
But
they
two hand
dead.
Washes in the hand sink,
right.
So we're good.
Oh. Right. I'm not a pig.
but then
they should walk by themselves by the end of it. You know.
Oh. They probably sound like corduroy pants after Ralph.
Oh.
As he walked.
But once he washed them in the hand washer,
so they're wet.
How do you dry them?
He puts them on wet.
Yeah, how do you dry
You
them?
Wring them out the best you can. You
right.
put them on
you
wet.
You have them dry on a rock
Do you hang them like a flag on your
but
car?
But then that's like a washcloth rubbing up against everything.
You put them on your head
like a... It is like rubbing back and forth.
Right. Or you put them on your head like a hat for
and
a while.
It's not
wet.
Like he had Tide. He's like, oh, I forgot underwear, but I packed my Tide. Like,
right.
That didn't have... Like, what
right.
did he wash
yeah,
it
you
with
wash
the
them
sink?
With?
Water?
Yeah.
Maybe there was
Just
soap
water.
For
yeah,
the hands?
Water.
Soap for the hands?
Hand soap.
Hand soap.
Huh? Little Dawn, little Dial.
Ew. It's lavender.
Boston John.
I'm kissing smooth.
Hey, man. Good Hi. Morning. I went a whole month.
Wow.
Whole month.
Oh.
Same underwear, no shower.
Where'd you pass out at the windsock?
No. No. It was during the war, and I just, you don't think about it. You just don't think about it.
Yeah,
everybody
well, thank you.
Around you. Yeah, everybody that was with me, they were in the same boat. So it was like, you know, a whole month. And then when I did get a shower, it was like, you know, those little sprayers on your sink to spray the dishes?
Yeah.
That was my shower. It was one of those in a tent.
Right.
That's where you just go for
a whole month.
Yeah, and that's not even, that's not plumbed water. It's they brought in a truck with a tank of water on the back. They run a hose to it.
Right.
They make a makeshift shower.
That's right.
Yeah.
There's no real
that's
pressure.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I got to say, though, they for a month, they lasted, like, you know, as far as, like, the durability of them, they lasted. There were no holes or nothing. But
okay.
At the end, do you put them in a cannon and fire them at the end?
Yeah,
you just take those and just drop them out of a bomber
right.
as you slowly fly across the country. Here you go.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, John.
Have a good one, guys.
Bye.
You too. Thank you. One dead after an argument over a Pop-Tart. You know...
No further questions,
but
Your
what
Honor.
Flavor?
Pop-tart.
What flavor?
Seriously.
What cinnamon?
Justifiable.
Yeah, I fight someone for
no,
cinnamon.
I would... You're going down!
Strawberry frosted, justifiable.
Frosted cherry.
Gross.
I'm not a strawberry person.
Oh, so,
so
good.
So we'd be
so
a good,
good
match. I'd give you the strawberry, you give me the brown sugar.
I'm not to the cinnamon. You can have those. So
right.
Those were all you. What was the one that's like the double Dutch chocolate? That's amazing.
Okay, that one.
That's worth killing over.
Really?
Yep, you touch that, you're dead.
You're dead.
You're dead.
See, now if there's others to choose from, like you took the double chocolate,
right.
but I got a cinnamon or an apple over
right,
here.
Right.
We're good.
Exactly.
But if it was the very last Pop-Tart.
Very bland, yes. And then guess what? You're going to heaven. Yeah. You do not take the Pop-Tart. Yeah. First of all, you got to eat both Pop-Tarts. I hate the people that don't have one out of the two. It's not a big meal here. Eat both Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
Chaz, do you toast the cinnamon ones?
Gotta toast them.
Thank you.
Gotta
thank
toast
you.
Them.
Exactly. It melts it a little bit.
Yeah. But I mean, I can eat them raw also. I can eat them like untoasted.
Mm.
They're just that good.
They're not raw.
Well, untoasted. Untoasted.
Pop-Tart. Watch out.
I'll have a cinnamon Pop-Tart.
No, I meant I was,
like a rule.
I meant I was in the
raw, please.
I meant I was in the raw.
Yeah, Pop-Tarts. Oh, yeah. When you heat a Pop-Tart, you smell it. And it's the anticipation.
Yes.
It's part of the experience.
Yes.
Yes.
So the blueberry frosted also kicks ass.
Mm.
Yep.
When I was a kid, I learned a very important lesson about electricity by trying to microwave Pop-Tarts in the foil wrapper.
Oh!
Oh.
That's how I learned.
So
that's
how I learned. How was the new microwave?
How mad was mom?
Well, you know, pretty mad. Funny, I didn't smell all the Pop-Tarts toasting.
Dude, you were 30.
This was last week.
Oh, and I'll tell you learned another lesson about Pop-Tarts in the microwave.
What's that?
You take that bite.
That's before Hot Pockets.
Yeah.
The original Hot Pockets.
Yeah, it's like what's that stuff they used to exfoliate? Like, it's like just melts your mouth. It just sticks there.
Mm.
The worst.
We have a news report. Let's see what happens.
One man is dead and another is in custody after following an argument over what police are calling a Pop-Tart theft. As to hitting his roommate, Billy Joe Maynard, with a metal pipe around his stomach area. Police
say he hit him in the stomach.
Right where the Pop-Tart went.
No.
I can feel it right there.
Spit it out.
It's like,
spit
it out.
Right. Oh, my God.
I'll put something in your belly.
A metal pipe.
Ow.
Wow.
Yeah. Police say this was over a heated argument over a Pop-Tart yesterday. EMS responded to the home and transported Maynard to Dale Medical Center. Maynard passed away from his injuries from blunt force trauma. He also suffered 3 broken ribs and a ruptured spleen. Miley was taken into custody and is charged with manslaughter.
Pop my tart, I'll pop you.
Wow.
Did they say what flavor it was? That's
was it
really
an
important.
Edible Pop-Tart? Why?
It has to be like some reason why. Like, what flavor was it?
This probably started long ago.
Right. Yeah, resentment.
Where the guy who died, this isn't the first time he's taken some food from this other guy.
Right, yeah. Took my snack pack pudding.
Yep.
Then if it's
God.
Your last cinnamon Pop-Tart, right. It's just the last straw.
I need to know what flavor was it. I need to know.
It was really the only important part of the story left out.
Right.
You got the guy died. You got it was over Pop-Tarts. You got it was a roommate. You got the suspect was arrested.
I'm sure Pop-Tarts wants to know.
You got the injuries. It was to the stomach, then the spleen, and this, and that. You got all of that.
Yeah, it's good PR. The
I mean, come
so
on.
Good.
There's a whole advertising. You're dying for a Pop-Tart.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's good advertising.
Yeah, I kill for a Pop-Tart. I mean, you kill for a Pop-Tart.
Yeah.
That's advertising
go to jail
gold.
For Pop-Tarts.
That's interesting. If you think about it, that guy in prison.
Yeah.
No one's taking his food.
No.
Yeah. Oh, I know, right?
Or they're taking it on purpose. Like, go ahead. Dad, come at me.
Yeah.
You want him to be your protector? I got you a Pop-Tart.
Right. Right.
Yeah, but somewhere there's a guy trying to get into heaven.
Yep.
Yeah, let's say, what's your name? Oh, you're the Pop-Tart guy.
Oh, you stole a Pop-Tart? Go to hell. You're going to toast with the Pop-Tart.
No, but what if God gave him a pass for the flavor? He's like, you know what? Brown sugar, I respect that. I would have.
Right. Yeah, if it was like the s'mores one, you can make.
Yeah, s'mores is good.
The s'mores one is disgusting.
Oh, it's way too sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, too
horrible.
Much.
Horrible. With a capital H, horrible. Pop-Tart. I need to know. I need to know what flavor it was.
This is what you need to know.
I do. Pop-Tart death.
Not investing 401k.
No. That's
saving for retirement.
Oh,
none of that.
Yep.
Yeah. I need to know what the flavor of this Pop-Tart was that got this guy killed.
I'll reach out to
I need to know.
Yeah, look for the police report.
This is where you put your foot down. You're like, no. All this other stuff in life, nah.
Right.
This, I need to know.
I'm curious.
Chaz and AJ.
Yeah, I was just calling about the Pop-Tart flavor.
Yes.
I was just gonna say if it was a s'mores Pop-Tart, he probably wouldn't have used a pipe. It might have been a broomstick.
Right.
But if it was strawberry with sprinkles,
yep. Nobody likes the s'mores.
Yep.
Strawberry, really?
Strawberry.
You guys can
that
have
guys
it.
Kicks
go
ass,
away,
man.
Have
not
it.
Kicks ass. That's a party in your mouth, man.
Oh, anything fruit flavored Pop Tarts.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a pipe.
Right. And you get the sprinkles on top and the frosting.
He's got a whole room full of weapons and he's picked out which flavor deserves what. Anything with fruit, you get the pipe.
Yeah, could you imagine if, when you're in jail and you're walking in and you got your all, you know, you're just kind of walking all tough. And what are you in for? I piped my roommate for a Pop-Tart.
Well, you know what?
I murdered someone.
It would make someone think
over
twice.
A Pop-Tart.
It would make someone think twice about messing with
yes.
This guy would kill for
that's
a Pop-Tart.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes. Yeah. You got cred.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, man, don't mess with his hash browns.
No kidding.
Nope, don't touch anything on his plate.
What about like being next to Jeffrey Dahmer? I ate people.
Right.
Like, I'm going to go sit at the next table.
Right.
Yeah, right. I taste bad, let me tell you.
I'm a horrible tasting person.
Really bad B.O.
Really? Right. Not good. Very spicy. You're not going to like it.
Yeah.
There's nothing about the flavor in any of these stories. It's driving me crazy.
Andre.
First of all, it's got to be frosted. It's like having toasted up butter.
Yes. Frosted, definitely.
Secondly, strawberry's great, but I'm partial to the blueberry.
Blueberries, that's the stuff,
blueberry,
too, man.
Like
blueberry,
too.
Yep.
And I'll eat them raw.
I'll eat them raw also. Right out of the box.
Raw.
Yeah, right out of the box. Yep. Untoasted.
Thank you.
You peasants.
I like my Pop-Tarts raw.
I like them raw.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.